Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about The Power of Showing Up by Daniel Siegel and Tina Payne Bryson. Sophie, you read this one with your kids in mind, right?
I did, and honestly, it reframed a lot for me. This book cuts through all the parenting noise and gets to the heart of what kids actually need. It's not about perfect parenting, it's about showing up in a way that builds secure attachment.
Yeah. And that phrase, showing up, it sounds simple, but they mean something really specific. It's not just being in the same room. It's a quality of attention and connection that literally shapes how a child's brain develops.
Exactly. And the core of it is what they call the four S's. Kids need to feel safe, seen, soothed, and secure. That's the foundation for everything.
Okay, let's unpack that. Safety first. That's the bedrock. When a kid feels safe, their nervous system can relax. They're not scanning for threats all the time, so they can actually learn and play and connect.
Right, and it's not just physical safety. It's emotional safety too. Knowing they won't be shamed or rejected when they mess up or have big feelings. Love isn't conditional on good behavior.
That's huge. And then being seen. That means you're paying attention to the inner world behind the behavior. Not just the behavior itself. Like when a kid throws a tantrum, they're not being defiant, they're signaling distress.
Yes, and being seen also means recognizing their unique temperament. Some kids are highly sensitive, some are intense, some are slow to warm up. You adapt your approach to who they are, not who you expect them to be.
And then soothe. That's the active one. Kids aren't born knowing how to calm themselves down. They learn it through being calmed by us. Every time we pick up a crying baby and hold them, we're literally wiring their brain for self-regulation.
That's the resilience piece. Through thousands of small soothing moments, they internalize the ability to bounce back. Without it, they get stuck in fight or flight, and they can't access the higher parts of their brain.
And when those first three are consistent, the fourth one, security, and just emerges. That felt sense that the relationship is reliable. That's what gives kids the confidence to explore the world, because they know they have a safe base to come back to.
And that secure attachment is linked to better emotional regulation, stronger relationships, even academic achievement. So it's not just touchy-feely stuff, it's foundational.
Now, what I really loved is they go into the neuroscience. The brain is built through experience. Every interaction with a parent is wiring neural pathways. And they use this metaphor of the staircase of the brain.
Oh yeah, the lower parts, the brainstem and limbic system, handle survival and intense emotions. They're online from birth. The higher parts, the prefrontal cortex, handle planning, empathy, self-control. Those develop slowly over childhood.
And when a kid feels safe, seen, soothed, and secure, they can access that higher brain. But when they feel threatened or overwhelmed, they flip their lid. They literally lose access to reasoning and learning. They're in survival mode.
And the only thing that helps in that moment is a calm, connected adult. Not a lecture, not a consequence. They need to be soothed back into regulation first.
That reframed discipline for me. It's not about punishment, it's about teaching. And you connect before you correct. Behavior is communication. If a kid is acting out, they're telling you one of the four S's is missing.
And they're not saying be permissive. They're saying be intentional. Ask, what does my child need to learn? And how can I help them learn it in a way that keeps our connection strong?
There's also this huge emphasis on repair. Because no one is perfect, you're gonna lose your temper, you're gonna get distracted. What matters isn't the rupture, it's the repair.
Yes. You come back, you apologize sincerely, you reconnect. And that actually strengthens the relationship. The kid learns that relationships can survive conflict, that mistakes can be forgiven, and that love is not fragile.
And that's not just for kids, it's for us too. Our own childhood attachment history shapes how we parent, often without us knowing it. If we grew up with dismissive parents, we might repeat that pattern even though we don't want to.
So they encourage us to make sense of our own stories, to integrate our past so we don't pass on those wounds. That's hard work, but it's some of the most important work a parent can do.
And they're compassionate about it. They're not adding guilt. They say self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. You can't pour from an empty cup. You need support so you can show up for your kids.
And there's this beautiful idea that it's never too late. The brain remains changeable throughout life. Even if you've made mistakes, even if your relationship feels strained, repair is always possible. You can start showing up today.
The part that got me was the story of the mother who stopped trying to fix her daughter's sadness and just sat with her in it. That's presence. That's showing up. It's not about making it better. It's about being with them in it.
And in a world of constant distraction, putting down the phone and really being present is a radical act. Those small moments, the bedtime talks, the car rides, those are the building blocks of attachment.
So my big takeaway? I think it's that showing up isn't about doing more. It's about being more present. It's about offering safety and connection. And when you mess up, repairing. That's what builds a secure, resilient kid.
And if you want to dive deeper into these ideas, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app. You can read or listen to over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. At its heart, this book reminds us that our presence is the greatest gift we can give. Not perfection, but showing up with love, again and again. We'll see you in the next one.